Hello, it's me, NCR Gain, with another episode of the Sunshine Podcast. I hope I'm pronouncing my words clear enough as I'm speaking for this podcast episode and for other podcast episodes. I sometimes feel as if I mumble a little bit, and that's not good. But I do have some good news for you. Or that's not what I meant to say. Okay. I do have some exciting news for you. Yesterday I went to a cemetery, and I started season two of Cemetery Reflections. And so and I brought it to a whole new level. Because last summer I just was going to a cemetery weekly and just made, weekly videos and stuff. Actually, 3 years ago, or not 3 years. It's going on 3 years ago. Kind of. I started the idea of Cemetery Reflections, but it was last summer. Was it? Maybe not 3 years, maybe 2 years ago. See, I don't. I'm very terrible at math. 1 year. So 1 year ago is when I actually started making my video series. 2 years ago when I got the idea. Yeah. This year. So this is the third year. Cemetery Reflections. So I'm bringing it to a whole new level. I'm turning it into a podcast. So that's something I'm going to be working on this summer. And so the Sunshining Podcast, I don't know. I never dreamed of starting a podcast. A few years ago. And so I honestly am a terrible podcaster. I'm very terrible at podcasting and making podcast episodes. But I feel like, this winter, just kind of working on the Sunshining Podcast a little bit, it is, it's helped me. It's taught me a little bit more about podcasting. And so I feel like this Cemetery Reflections podcast will go big. New episode every week. And it will go big. The Sunshining Podcast, I mean, it's a great name, it's a great thing, but it's not really what I want it to be, I mean, I do occasionally want to share updates on the Sunshining Podcast, and that's what I'm doing right now. I'm sharing updates. But I also want to share inspiration. So earlier in the week I shared just a little inspirational podcast. And also I don't want the Sunshining Podcast to be about me. I want to have guests and stuff, and I want to have, I don't know, I want to talk about different things, but I don't know. I don't know how to do that. So I don't know. I may continue just sharing updates throughout the summer on the Sunshining Podcast. But I don't know. I am. This summer's gonna be busy. I'm looking very forward to this summer. Yeah, I'm working on. I'd like to write another book this summer, but yeah, I'm working on the Cemetery Reflections podcast. And if I have this secret project I'm working on, but I don't want to tell the world yet what it is. And it'll be coming. You'll start hearing stuff about it in January, J July. It'll be coming out in July, hopefully. There's a yeah. So just wanted to share a little bit of news in this book, a little bit of update. I just wanted to share some books I'm reading. So I have recently read through Love Riot. Really good book. Really good book. I was on the launch team for that, so I got to read it early before it came out. I've pre-ordered a copy of it, so it should be coming in the mail soon. My copy of Love Riot. It's a really good book written by, young author, and it's kind of described as being do hard things plus crazy love plus radical plus I think another book kind of all rolled into one. So it's really good. So Love Riot was really good. I really loved it. But then I don't know, I just was got the idea to, start reading Crazy Love. So I'm reading Crazy Love right now, and I love it. So this winter, I was attending Mount Carmel, and I don't know, I really kept myself busy all winter long. And so now, I am home for the summer. And, camps are canceled. And so I'm looking, summer, and I've said this about, well, I've said this, see, the thing is I repeat myself in different podcasts. So I've said this in my Cemetery Reflections podcast, but yeah, summer is my favorite season. I'm looking forward to the summer. I'm looking forward to just, spending time with God every morning. I woke up at 6 o'clock this morning. It's just a little after 7 now, and I spent an hour, talking to God and reading the Bible a little bit. I only read one chapter from the Bible. I'm also trying to work and memorize something, a passage too, so I need to study that. But yeah, I'm reading these books, so I'm reading Crazy Love. But then also, I ordered Transformed by Truth and Radical the other, and I just got them in the mail the other day. And I definitely want to. Yeah, I like the book Radical. I only started reading this much of it. I'm only this far into it. I've only read only one page so far of the first chapter. I'm looking forward to reading Radical. And the guy who wrote this, he's youngest lead. What does it say here? What does the opening paragraph say? Youngest mega church pastor in history is the guy who wrote Radical. And yeah, the church is filled with people, and that's not necessarily the problem. The question is the church filled with radical people? Are we radical? Because I'm a part of the church. I'm a Christian. I am one of the thousands of believers in the world. And it's not a problem that there's thousands of believers. The question is, am I a radical believer? Are you a radical believer? Are we radical believers? Are we crazy in love with God? Because God is crazy in love with us. And so yeah, I'm loving the books I'm reading right now. These are some really good books that I'm reading right now. They're gonna make my, I you know, yeah. I've never read them before. I know some people have. Well, I mean, I'm yeah. Lots of people have already read these books. I'm behind times. I haven't read these books yet. But yeah, I'm just now reading them. They're gonna make my summer amazing. So I'm looking forward to the summer. Yeah, if you listen to this much of my podcast, good job. Because I know most people don't listen to this much. They listen to the first few seconds of it, and then that's it. They shut it off. But yeah, there was some inspiration in this podcast episode. There was a little bit of news at the beginning, a little bit of inspiration. The church is filled with thousands of believers. The question is, are they radical believers? Are you radical? Am I radical? So whatever. That's the end of this podcast episode. I don't know if I'll put this podcast on hold for the summer. I don't know. But I think I will publish weekly updates every Friday. I don't know. But yeah, the Sunshining, like me, the founder of the Sunshining NCR, non-resistant, I am doing so much this summer. This is gonna be a busy summer. I'm gonna try to. I think I might take a social media fast this for a few weeks, maybe the month of July. I don't know. So I will not be on Instagram or Facebook or any of the other social media things this summer. I think I will take it. I will. I'll think about that. I may take a break, but also with the exciting things that I'm doing, I just want to share about it. But yeah. End of this episode, just stay tuned, follow the Sunshining wherever you can, subscribe to me on YouTube, find if you're watching this video on my YouTube channel, non-resistant, you're on the non-resistant YouTube channel, hit the subscribe button, push the like button, but also, find the Sunshining on Instagram at the Sunshining Ministry, MIN, I just abbreviated ministry, so the Sunshining Min, MIN. Yeah, at the so find me on Instagram, find me on Facebook, just search Facebook for the Sunshining, find our website. Yeah. If you I mean I'm putting some amazing content this summer. I'm looking forward to it. It's gonna be amazing. And I know it's something you won't want to miss if you have liked the content I've put out so far. And if you have not grabbed or ordered a copy of my latest children's book, definitely do. If you know of any children, if you know any children in your life, if you're a parent, or I don't even know how many, I literally have no people watching this podcast or this video or whatever, listening to this podcast. So I don't know. But, maybe if you're a teenager, I think I probably have more teenagers listening to this. If somebody who, yeah. If you know, yeah, a parent who's got young children, or if you know of young children who like my book, yeah, order a copy of my book for them. Because my third children's book, everywhere I look Volume 2, Why Can't I See God? That is one of my best children's books to date, I believe. And it's really good. It's not perfect. It's not, perfect. And if you do like the topic of seeing God, I am kind of, that's another topic that I'm kind of working on throughout the summer, just seeing God. And I'm working on that and perfecting it. And it's kind of my secret project that I'm working on this summer that I'm not really telling, the general public yet. So yeah, I've already got a few minutes over what I was going to plan to go over, so I'm going to just stop this right now and stay tuned for more.